You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So for any one of you married or in a long-term relationship, it really is a series of saying back and forth to each other every single day, what do you want to do for dinner? How many times do you think you say that a week? What do you want to do for lunch? What do you want to do for dinner?
Got any plans for dinner? Seven times a week.
Do you want to go out? Should we go to the store? What do we have in the fridge? Like, these conversations for all of us are ongoing. It's part of adulting. What are we going to do for dinner? For me, there are two camps, okay? There are two choices when someone says, what do you want to do for dinner? You can stay in and cook or eat leftovers. That's choice A. Choice B is you go out, grab something and eat it, sit down at a restaurant and eat it, come back home. That's it. The restaurant that has just announced they are closing 50 spots over declining sales lives in the very unique and bizarre gray area between those two
things. Somewhere in the middle, yeah. We used to go every Tuesday night.
The owners of Papa Murphy's Pizza Chain, the old take and bake, are preparing to close up to 50 restaurants, citing years of declining sales and shrinking store counts. The announcement came during the group's second quarter earnings call, based in Canada. They plan to close 68 company-owned restaurants across its brands. 45 to 50 of those are expected to be specific Papa Murphy's locations, okay? Next 6 to 9 months, you're going to see the closures. The restructuring comes after years of declining store numbers for the Take and Bake pizza chain. They used to have 1,168 restaurants. The number had fallen to about 1,000 by the end of 2025. They currently operate in 34 states as well as Canada. Okay. Here's why this didn't work. If I'm going to leave my house and go out, like just leaving the house and going out or going and driving somewhere after work is a thing. So if you're going to do that thing and go out and physically enter a business, don't you want to complete the transaction? We're just going to eat and we're done. With the take and bake, you have to physically go out, buy the thing, get the thing. Then you have to come back home. Whoops, forgot to start the oven. Bake the thing and then eat the thing. It's got to be one or the other. I'm either going out to eat or I'm not going out to eat. I don't like the gray area.
I mean, we loved it because, it was post-high school. I was going over for dinner on a Tuesday night, and they had their deal where you could get two pizzas for whatever the price was. And I would just pick them up on my way to my mom's house. The oven would be ready. Pop them in the oven. 14 minutes. Boom. Dinner is served.
Okay. How much cheaper is it than just going and getting the pizza? Like an actual pizza where you go? Or
like $7, $8.
Okay. So you're saving, what, $5?
$7 or $8. I mean, if you count the cost of gas to drive to and from the Papa Murphy's establishment, maybe $5.
To me, it's the act of having to get out and go and do the thing. And then once you're out, what your goal is to eat, you haven't completed that goal after going out.
See, I don't think that it was the type of service that Papa Murphy's provided that is going to be their ultimate demise. I think it's just the oversaturation.
There's too many of them.
There's too many of them. And quite frankly, and I know I'm the health nut granola guy.
I think we're too lazy, Sam. People don't want the extra step of having to bake the thing.
Well, then you can just DoorDash the uncooked pizza, cook it in your, I don't know. I think it's because there's too many options and people are finally actually wanting to be a little bit more healthy. And rather than buying pizza all the time, they're looking for better options.
I'll tell you this. We had pizza for the first time in probably 2 months on Sunday. It was glorious. I just had kind of forgotten about it. And we're coming home and I go, why don't we go to Johnny's and get a pizza? Like the Johnny's down here.
Yeah.
They have phenomenal pizza. We went in, we picked it up. We walked out. It's all done. We eat it. And we that's it. Was no other step. It was not cold when we got home, right? I'm sorry if you're a fan. They're closing 50 stores.
We love that cowboy.
Hey, we rarely do this, but today we bid on this, and I'm excited. We have an author coming into the studio, and it's hyper local. How much do you really know about the border war? Maybe you went to Mizzou and you can't stand Kansas and you don't know why. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe you went to Kansas and, well, we all know how we feel. Why? A local author has really researched this all the way back. And there's a Kansas City connection to all of it, by the way. And we're going to speak with him straight ahead on Dana and Parks. You're going to love it. Stick around for that.
Get the Dana and Parks podcast, KMBZ.com, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just make sure to like, subscribe, and download.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.